Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Oh, hey.
Oh, we're live?
You could have said something, big dog. Producer Luke over there. Good Lord. All right.
Don't you blame it on the producer?
You stay on the couch.
Okay.
I didn't know you still had somebody going, Baker.
Yeah, I have Rudolph.
Same. All right. Me too.
So we're going to talk some fantasy football today. There's four of us here. I'm here. Terry's here. Baker's here. And Nick's here. And I'll tell you why that's special in a second.
Because we're all special.
That's right.
PSO Sports 1 on Instagram and Twitter. And Pointless Sports Opinions on Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Twitch TV, Spotify. Did I forget anything? Nick's Pocket Cast. We haven't said that one in a while. Anchor. Yeah. All of the above. All right. Talking some fantasy football, and in front of you, you have the final four in our league.
We are the bull. The schoolyard bullshit boys this is us.
We're the bullshitters of the bullshit.
The last four remaining. I play Baker next week.
Trailer Park Boys are
trailer
added.
Park, the TPB matchup. The Trailer Park Boys is next week.
We're going to be all in a room together, too, next week. Too.
Except Caleb.
Except
well,
Caleb.
I'll be there after. But,
what are you doing, bitch?
I have to celebrate my sister's birthday.
You're full of excuses, aren't you?
It's not an excuse, big dog. Really not. Talk about your week last week, you two, getting into the semifinals.
Yeah, you guys, you're the 3-6 and the 4-5.
Correct.
Who wants to go?
You can go first, big dog.
All right, man.
Mop in.
All right, well, right now I scored 147 points. I had Phillip Rivers at 13.5, threw a touchdown.
I just want to talk about Amari Cooper. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I want to talk about. That's all I want to talk about.
Let's see. Tyreek Hill, he had 8 catches for 139 yards, 18.5 points. Amari Cooper, 10 catches, 217 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
The big dog.
The big dog, 44 points.
Gruden's an asshole, and he sucks at coaching. Look,
what's it, Gruden? GM, you dumb shit.
Well, he got fired too, so
that's debatable,
fired, right? Right.
No
Let's
way.
See. All right. Well, I also had Saquon, who's great again, had 170 yards and a touchdown. Aaron Jones, 78 yards and a touchdown.
God, 18, that guy's a
18
jerk.
Points. Kenny Galladay, 2 catches, 5 yards.
Rip.
That sucked. Kicker only got 3 in my defense. I had Chicago, who got me 20.
And you still have Kyle Rudolph.
I still have Kyle Rudolph tonight.
And how many points did you finish with?
I have 147 as of right now.
147. Which one do you play, Nick Jacobs?
Me.
Okay.
We just told you, Caleb.
Go ahead,
Terry. Why are you asking about Nick Jacobs? This is about our team.
Because I want to talk about Nick Jacobs.
Oh, my God. It's not that bad. I could have played his whole starting team and his bench and still won.
Still make smart decisions, you know?
Here's what Nick Jacobs did. Nick Jacobs started Dak Prescott over Tom Brady.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, I don't either. That's
but he
fine.
Said he started Pettis over Eckler.
That's the one.
Which it wasn't even that big of a difference.
It was
a 2-4 point
it wasn't.
Difference.
Eckler.
He could have started his whole bench and his starting lineup.
So
what?
He starts
won.
Eckler and he scores 86.
Ooh,
doesn't even matter.
Right, but still
and
make
he starts
the right
Brady
decision,
and he
though.
Scores 89. Like, it doesn't even matter.
I understand.
That our whole league was up in arms. Like, Nick Jacobs is horrible.
And it was
like,
all the teams out of the playoffs.
I know. All the teams out of the playoffs are talking most BS
just
this
like
year.
Rippy most.
And it's
like
hilarious.
Skippy and Schuer just going back and forth.
Skippy's Captain Hindsight.
Skippy what?
Skippy lost to Ray.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's terrified to get the toilet.
I want to finally speak my piece on this whole, like, toilet bowl thing.
Well, tell us how your team
did. You have no
first.
Piece, Terry.
Okay. Well, my team, I'm going to score the most points this week, I think. Maybe. As long as Cook outscores Rudolph. But I had three of the top eight players this week.
Cook could still not outscore, or still outscore Rudolph, and you still don't get the most points.
It doesn't even matter. You both won.
Anyway.
Who cares?
Anyway, George Kittle had 210 yards in the first half.
You kidding me?
Yeah, what the hell was that?
In the first half, and Zeke had 25, over 100 yards. Juju, Juju's been the savior of my season.
8 for 130 and 2.
I got him in the third,
third round. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what saved me. Or no, I got Henry in the third.
Oh yeah,
I got Juju in the
fourth.
Fifth.
I don't
Gene
know. Whatever.
The fifth.
Juju's been
Gene
great.
Over here the drafted fifth. Henry, and then finally let him go. What, 2 weeks ago?
It was like 3 weeks. It was like at the buys. It was before he scored one touchdown when it was after his first week of the touchdowns when I dropped him. But I already made the Cook trade. I couldn't hold him.
He was started in 13% of leagues or something
like
that.
He was at
14 in CBS.
Yeah, he was not started at all.
Yeah. We're going to keep talking about him and back to the weeks because Derrick Henry is a. Oh.
It's your big dog of the week.
I said this to Caleb before we started. He's got a 4.5, 440 at 6.3, 250.
He's a big boy.
Moving.
He's a big
Who
boy.
Who had the better run? Was it Marshawn Lynch or was it Henry?
I think Henry's is more.
I think Henry's is better.
Sure. Just because
it's 99 yards.
99 yards, yeah.
Anything?
Yeah. Outside of that, I had Big Ben play a half. He got 19 points. And then they threw in their backup until the game got in. What is that noise?
You're good. Just
crunch time.
Plumbing, idiot. Sorry.
Man, somebody's probably taking a shower.
Just trash and everything.
So, yeah, you guys won by you guys doubled up pretty much.
I'm up by
opponents.
60 right now.
Yeah, you guys legit doubled up your crappy opponents.
The
Tom
other
Keene's
guys.
Team just fell.
Melvin Gordon. That ended him.
Yeah, the other guys had no chance.
And then Nick Jacobs' team was not very good from the get-go, especially after he lost Kareem Hunt.
It's funny that Gronk finally had a good game and his entire team lets him down.
Finally.
Everyone. 10 out of Cam, 1.2 out of Golden Tate, 5.3 out of Thompson.
This leads to me playing Joe Baker and the Trailer Park Boys playing each other.
We putting money down on this, boys?
There's a lot of money on the line already. So
more money, more personal.
What's the point?
Personal bets.
More personal?
Personal bets.
Sure.
Personal bets.
We can do that.
Nick's going to be betting Monopoly money.
Joe makes money.
I'll buy somebody a meal.
Who's playing Joe?
See, I'll do that bet. I'll do lunch or something.
I got one. Hey, Joe, are you playing Caleb?
I am.
All right, Joe. You lose. You got to shave your head bald. All right? If Caleb loses, he can't shave his mustache until February.
Until next draft.
Yeah. if that happens, I'm going to be arrested. So there's pictures of pedophiles that look like me with a mustache all over the place. And you sent us a picture of you and your mustache just today, and that was the most frightening thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was my next.
You were looking at other stuff.
I was.
Gosh, just think about it right now. Yeah. There's four of us.
Okay, so
next week, there'll be two of us sitting at this table.
Let's talk about it. Well, maybe.
We can still make people back. It doesn't matter.
Well,
you can't be on here anymore.
Me and Nick. Who?
Me?
If you lose, you're out.
Oh, so I'm just
not
out.
Coming back.
Survivor series.
Me and Nick had buys, so we were automatically in. But I play Baker. We're not going to talk about last week as much. We're going to talk about our matchups going forward. So I have Breeze against Carolina. I have Adams against Chicago. I have Thielen against Miami. I have Kamara against Carolina. Lindsay against the Browns. Brate against Baltimore. And my flex.
Are you rolling with Brate?
Yeah, he's only two touchdowns.
Two targets, two touchdowns.
Doesn't matter. You know the tight ends on the waiver wire?
Nah.
Like, they're horrible. Like, no Uzama and, like, guys like that. And then I don't know who's going to be my flex. Either Landry, Adams, Kerryon, if he gets back, maybe Breida, who knows.
I think
I have lots of options.
I think Baltimore's going to destroy
Tampa
next week, so I'm scared of that matchup.
Baker, read off yours.
All right, well, I got Rivers against KC. Tyreek Hill against the Chargers.
Tyreek Hill on Thursday night coming off that injury.
I know. Scary.
Says he's going to play.
Ouch.
Hopefully he – never mind.
Let's see. I got Cooper against Indy. Love that. Saquon against Tennessee. I got Aaron Jones against Chicago. I know.
Chicago's defense is scary.
I know.
Todd Gurley got swallowed.
I love that. Yeah.
Let's see. I got Rudolph, as of right now, he's playing Miami. And I got Galladay, my flex. But I can also play Josh Gordon. I'm not sure yet.
Or Ingram, you or Ingram. Goofball.
Or Ingram.
Goofball.
So, we'll see. I got Fairbairn.
Do you guys have any Monday Nighters? Who plays Monday night next week?
It's the Saints and Carolina.
Oh, Jesus.
That's going to be sweating. Oh, that's
gonna I'm going to be sweating.
That's going to be terrible.
Sloppy.
It's going to be crazy.
I don't even need to be there Sunday.
Smoke. I'm feeling it already.
The Monday night smoke is real.
That's going to be insane.
My last 2 weeks.
My best players are on Monday.
I know.
Oh. My last 2 weeks has been like that. I've had like no noon people. It's all been late afternoon or prime time.
I'm not looking forward to that. That's going to be terrible, dude.
Forward to that.
We have to watch that together.
I'm excited because every time I play Terry, I beat him.
Okay, run down your...
Oh, God. My team's better than yours this time.
Yeah, you guys are probably the hottest teams in the league right now. Luckily, me and Nick had a bye.
Or Carson Wentz. I'm not sure who the hell I'm starting there. Probably Matt Ryan because I don't want Carson Wentz to face the Rams. So Matt Ryan, Arizona. Mike Evans in Baltimore. Scary.
Scary.
My Monday night smoke coming out on Mike Thomas. So hopefully he lights up Carolina.
It's going to be a lot
hopefully
of Monday night.
He gets more than three catches.
Joe Mixon's going to tear apart Oakland.
You hope.
Todd Gurley should also tear apart the Phillies or the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Phillies.
Ertz gets the Rams. We'll see how that goes. I hope he scores like three touchdowns and destroys your defense.
And we all know Terry's got the Rams defense because
Pittsburgh.
I got both.
Idea who I'm starting my flex. I got Tevin Coleman. I got Larry.
Coleman's
I got
been horrible.
Reynolds, and I have Samuels for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Jalen, that makes me mad that you got him and you can't even start him at tight end.
Yeah, I can't.
You have one of the two tight ends you have to play over Jalen
nice?
Samuels.
Isn't that nice?
Actually, honestly, that
isn't
makes,
that nice? That's not nice.
That's
I'm bad for you.
If I'm the one that didn't get Samuels, I'm glad you did so he's not used against me. So maybe I am glad. Because if I was playing Baker and he was playing Jalen Samuels at tight end, I'd be friggin' pissed. I'd be like, God damn it. So, yeah, that's what we
Butker
got going.
I also got going Thursday night, so that'll be fun. And then I'm gonna
Thursday nighter, huh?
I'm going to call a minimum of 15 points out of my defense.
We
my
might.
Defense. Jacksonville against the Redskins.
Did you see what Derrick Henry did to Jacksonville?
Did you see who's starting for the Redskins?
Yeah.
Josh Johnson. Had 200 yards, a touchdown, and 75 yards rushing and
he's
a touchdown.
Get swallowed up.
He was in the AAF.
You hope.
Did you know
you
that?
Hope, yeah. They haven't been that solid.
15 points minimum, calling
yeah,
it.
The
on,
AAF.
On the show.
AAF. So that's what I was telling you about. American Alliance of Football or whatever it is. It's another.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
They're football league.
They're superheroes.
So that's what we're dealing with this week. I don't know. We might take screenshots of the matchups and then tweet them out and have a Twitter poll. See who people think are going to win.
I didn't talk about mine.
We don't care.
Yeah, go ahead.
We don't care about yours.
We're not done.
I got Big Ben and Juju against New England. That kind of scares me. I think it'll be a shootout, and with James Conner,
hopefully.
I hope James Conner's out again. I hope he doesn't come back, because then
me too.
Big Ben will keep throwing. But I still think it's better off. I'd really have Conner not play and have you start Samuel than deal with Conner.
Cool if Samuel got like 20 points.
No.
You'd be eating your words.
Anyway, I think with him out, Big Ben just going to control the game a lot more. As long as he's in, I don't like that they kept him out that whole second half. That kind of scared me. But and then I have Edelman in the same game. I got Zeke against the Colts, which could be great. Gus Edwards against Tampa.
So. He's scary.
Why?
I mean, I think he's.
Have you seen what he's done the last like 5 weeks?
But that's a defense I don't want to put him against.
The Colts? Why?
The Colts?
The Colts?
The Colts?
I think you're crazy.
What NFL are you watching? Name a player on the Colts defense.
Darius Leonard, rookie of the year.
No way. No way.
They're a good defense.
Vander Esch. He's your rookie of the year.
Zeke has not had under 22 points since week 9.
Yeah.
They just beat the hottest team. The 9 winning streak. Anyway.
Gus Edwards against Tampa. I don't know how I feel about that.
Kenneth Dixon might get a bigger role this week, so you might need to keep an eye on that.
I don't know. Start Dixon.
Gus
what?
Edwards.
I have Dixon.
You have Dixon?
I do.
Gus Edwards still got 16 touches last week.
I know, but
the you works
just
there.
Keep an eye. Keep an eye.
One touchdown. Solid.
But, I mean, if right now, then I could just throw one of my other dudes on my bench.
You just, Edwards, put him in.
I'm not going to listen to you.
Let's
anyway,
let's play the mind
George
game.
Kittle against Seattle.
God damn, George Kittle.
Eat again.
George Kittle.
If George Kittle wins you a championship, I'm going to cry. And we're disbanding
that trade I made with Ray has worked out so well.
It might be the best draft pick trade, and it's for
that
freaking tight end.
A tight end. Then Dalvin Cook's my flex right now. But then I got Lockett against San Francisco on my bench. Might throw that in there if I'm risking it.
He's been awesome.
Yeah, he's been really good.
I bet you money.
And then Jordan Howard at 100 yards last week.
Yeah.
But they play Green Bay.
Sweet. Yeah, those are the matchups. What about your defense?
I got Pittsburgh against New England, which I'm probably going to stay away from that. And then the Rams against Philly. I can counter Nick
Rams
a little.
Rams against Philly is good.
Maybe my defense will score 15 and yours won't.
Maybe. Carson Wentz, three picks, two picks. I don't know.
Aaron Donald is unstoppable.
Aaron Donald is.
Yeah.
They stopped him last night.
He's going to get MVP votes.
They had more points than my
other. He has a legitimate chance to win.
They put
They had 11
his numbers against
Chicago.
Khalil Mack.
Second, yeah. Three picks.
Last night?
They put his numbers against Khalil Mack, and like he was like doubling Khalil Mack's
which
numbers.
Is great. And he's a defensive tackle.
And
that is
Khalil
crazy.
Mack's been dominant all year.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Donald's unstoppable. So, yeah, that's what we're dealing with. Those are our matchups.
It's going to be tense.
It's going to be an intense Sunday, Monday.
I'm going to kick Caleb's ass.
Intense couple
of days.
I'll
be at work
you
Monday.
You hope. I want to talk about the last place thing for like 5 minutes. All right, so we have this last place trophy in our league. It's a toilet. There's a friggin' big debate while I was trying to do my goddamn homework. I was dealing with
you
idiots
again.
The whole
league lighting you up.
It's because Caleb was wrong.
I just want to talk about it.
You were wrong.
The last place team, there you want to say that the last place team in the regular season gets the toilet. I don't care either way. I don't care. I just wanted this to decide. I thought we had done it in the past where the consolation bracket matters so that people will keep using the waiver wire and keep playing the game so that the top teams in the league aren't just getting whatever they want. I think that's the better way to do it. But what do you guys think? You two.
What about us?
Should the last
they're not on this show.
Yeah,
what
I've
about
heard
us?
I've heard your takes way too many times already.
You haven't heard mine.
So, yeah, you're right. So what do you think? Last place team in the regular season gets the last place trophy or the last place team in the consolation bracket? They did.
That's kind of what I was saying. Like,
we didn't have
if
that.
There's a clear cut toilet bowl, like red one win,
how
that was it.
Well,
if like last place is tied between a couple teams, yeah, take it to the tournament. Yeah, but if there's a clear cut toilet bowl like this year, that he should get it. Like,
well, the clear cut best team in the league doesn't always win the championship.
True.
He had one win, Caleb.
I'm just saying. That's
you're
not
going
to
say he's the worst team.
He
had one.
I didn't say that. He was the worst team.
To figure out who gets the first overall pick in the draft.
What?
Wait, which side do you want?
I'm saying you don't need the consolation thing unless they're tied.
I'm just saying the best team in the league doesn't always win the championship, and I think it'd be fun to see people scrounge together a win or two and not try to get the toilet. I just think that'd be fun. But I was very harshly disagreed with on that.
I think it's just the situation, though.
I think the losers.
And here's the thing.
Bracket should put money up.
Here's who sparked the argument. The guy that lost to the last place
Skippy.
Team earlier this week.
Skippy.
Ironic. He's like, I'm not taking the trophy if I get last. It's like, oh, okay.
Although, back-to-back wins for Ray.
Yeah.
If we want to talk about the bright side of the other side of the argument.
Who got the toilet? He won one game
and
all year.
It's so annoying. Like, the last 2 weeks of the year, every time there's a waiver wire, I'd go to, like, look somebody up to see if they're owned. Ray has them.
Yeah.
Every time.
Well, he has to have those guys because he doesn't
have
anybody
annoying.
Else. He traded his old team. He traded his whole team for draft picks. And that's what makes this season for Ray, the 1-12 team, all that the more interesting. Well, now 2-12.
Second worst team ever.
He lost on purpose. Well, I guess he didn't lose on purpose. He traded all his picks and he tanked. And Nick Jacobs
losing
his went 0-13, and he tried to win every single game. What do you got? Yeah. Give me your 30-second take on this, each of you.
Oh, I like that last place. Terry's idea is good, but last place is fine with me. If you guys want to change it, make the loser's bracket a money thing. And then that'll get
no. Why really should you get paid to lose?
What on earth?
No, what the hell? We don't put money in. All six guys.
They're not going to do that either.
They can do whatever they want.
Carson's already trying to get his money for the league fee itself. You think he's going to pay more?
Yeah. I don't know. You don't think it'd be fun to just see last place teams fight it out?
No.
I think that'd be hilarious.
Really dead. You could lose in that matchup by a point, and your team was, I don't know, 6-7 against a 1-12.
Tell me this. Fun of it. Were you checking the consolation brackets points like over the weekend?
I would have if the toilet mattered. I would have. I really would have. I swear. I just like to see that. I don't know. I want to see him scramble.
I think the only way, like Joe Shurek said a few times, the only way to keep him competitive is to make like a punishment.
Yeah.
But punishment, we have to agree upon that, which is never going to happen.
No, write it in the document.
Yeah, nobody agrees on anything.
Yeah.
Baker, what about you?
It takes us forever every year to decide how we're going to drafting.
Let Chase smack you with some ping pong balls.
No, Chase don't get to play in this game.
Let Chase smack you with some balls.
Hold on, wait. Yeah. Wait,
yeah,
Baker.
Bounce my balls off you.
Baker, what do you think?
I agree with Terry's idea.
What do you mean?
Like, if there's a clear cut toilet, I give it.
Well, it has to be the same every year, though. We can't change it every year.
I don't know.
Can't change every year. What do you
mean? Your opinion.
We can't change it. We have to keep it the same.
Yeah. Then I guess this regular season last place.
Yeah, I like that too.
Gets a 12.
I can't believe I was so hard. Like that was like an 8-1.
It can still stay the same with my like.
You were wrong, though. Caleb. Is why everyone was so against you.
That's the thing is I don't care. I just want to know why you guys
admitted that he's wrong.
But the only like flaw with my plan is if there's two teams with the same record in last place, then you have to Then you either have to decide if you want
to go by points,
or you can go to the bracket.
By points, yeah.
The loser, it's one or the other.
You have to go to the points.
Why?
Because if you're basing everything off the regular season, it has to be based off the regular season. 12th
on the standings gets that to that's what you.
That's fine.
That's
I don't care who gets
I'm
it.
With that, yeah.
I don't care.
Unless you want to talk to.
I just was interested in why you guys were so against it.
It's
that's
never
going to
be me,
in.
So I'm not worried about it.
And that's what everybody thinks.
Are you sure? What happens when you stop playing for a couple weeks? Like you know, you're known to do.
Happened one time.
One time. Labeled for life.
Skippy also won the league that year. So
Karen.
Karen won the league. Yeah, Skippy did not
Shout
win.
Out Karen.
Shouts to Karen Spencer. All right, anything else?
Oh, God.
We're not going to help our fantasy brother in by telling him who to pick up.
This is about us.
It's
now.
Over.
This is about us. I had three of the top 8 players this week.
Congratulations, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
You won.
It's going to happen again next week.
Terry was shitting on Joe Mixon, and Joe Mixon had a good week.
I still think they're going to be bad. I think Cincinnati is going to
be bad.
Bad,
but you know who runs that offense? Joe Mixon.
Nope. Driscoll. Nobody.
Driscoll.
Who?
Jeff Driscoll.
What was his stat line? Do you know it off the top of your head?
At least.
I know he had 100 yards.
Yeah, and a touch.
Yeah, but that.
He was just monstrous.
I think that's ceiling for him.
22 points is a. I'll take it.
He's the offense.
22 points is a ceiling?
But their offense isn't very good.
I think. I just don't think they're going to be good.
His floor is low.
Just like the Fournette situation, I said the same thing. I don't think he'll be good just because the offense is
dog
shit.
As long as Cincinnati's in a game.
They're not going to be, though.
They were just in a game this week. Do you watch it yesterday?
Who do they play this week?
They played the Chargers last
yesterday. I know. Who do they play this week?
The Raiders, so he's going to be eaten.
Okay. They'll be
that's
in that
a
game.
Better situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
They'll definitely be in that game.
I just don't think they're going to be that good, man.
I don't
know.
But Joe Mixon's going to do me good.
I don't think so.
I hope he walks on your grave next week.
I hope he... I don't want to wish injury upon somebody, but... I just hope he shits his pants in the locker room and missed the game for diarrhea.
They have people for that.
People for what?
Cleaning up after Joe Mixon's diarrhea.
Oh, God.
Day-to-day with day-to-day ball movements.
Yes, we do.
Now, I don't know what to think about the upcoming week because I was thinking about it last night. I was talking to Baker and Ryan. I was thinking, I don't know who would I want to root for on your guys' side of the bracket next week. He says, I've been here all year. You're not going to root for me? I don't know which more team. I'm afraid of his team more than yours. And you were in first place all year.
That's fine.
It's just
everybody's doubting me.
I know. I just don't
that's
know
right where I want to be.
I don't want to play any of you. I just want to.
I don't care.
Can we all just be friends?
I'm focused on winning and beating whoever I got to beat. That's what I'm focused on. I don't give a crap who it is.
Have you guys looked ahead to your 16 matchups? Or you're just taking it week by week.
Week by week, dude. Can't look at this next week, dude. We got to think about this week.
I'm looking way.
What are you gonna think about? It's not like we're flipping.
I've got my defense for championship week already.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, so I'm ready. That's all I got though. Anybody else want to leave us with anything? Any special final thoughts or anything like that?
Merry Christmas, fantasy watchers.
Hopefully we'll talk to them at least one more time before then.
Merry Christmas, Juju.
I can say it every week, Chase. Merry Christmas to you.
Ugh. All right, spread the word.
Spread it.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.